Canon Giles Goddard is the parish priest of St John's Waterloo. We're outside the church house, the offices of the church commissioners. Perhaps you could just explain what's been happening at this afternoon's ceremony.
Yeah, we've just put ash on the built on the door of church house because it's the place where the church commissioners have their office. The reason we've done that is because the Octavia Hill estates, which some people will remember were sold 5 years ago, have now passed entirely into private ownership. They were sold to a partnership of Genesis Housing and Grainger PLC, and Genesis have now sold their stake to Grainger.
And at the time, St John's and St Peter's Walworth were very active in making the case against those sales, and you feared that this would lead to a diminution of affordable housing in Southwark and Lambeth. Have your fears become reality?
Yes, they have, absolutely, because every time a property becomes vacant, it gets either sold or rented on the private market. Quite a lot of the houses in Ufford Street and all over the estate have been sold privately.
And how has it been as the local representative of the church to explain to residents what the national organisation is doing? What kind of challenges has that posed?
Well, big challenges, because, I mean, for example, the Crown Estates had very similar properties and they've sold them to a housing association. The Prince of Wales had similar properties and he sold his to London and Quadrant. So it's very shaming, really, that the church commissioners haven't been able to do something similar. And we've tried to distance ourselves as much as possible from that. But that feels awkward as well, because we are all one organisation, so it's hard.
And obviously this, you know, sale is now long out of the hands of the church commissioners, but what do you hope might be learnt or might come from this process?
Well, it would be good to have a review of the work of the church commissioners, really, and it would be good that if they could take seriously some of the things that we're saying. They could have done something more creative with the charity commissioners, I'm absolutely sure they could, and it's a great shame that they didn't, and it would be good if they took that on board in future sales.